Jeremiah chapter 38. Then Shephatiah, the son of Mattan, and Gedaliah, the son of Pashur, and Yuchal, the son of Shelemiah, and Pashur, the son of Malkiah, heard the words that Jeremiah had spoken to all the people, when he said, Thus says Yahweh, He who remains in this city will die because of the sword, and because of the famine, and because of the pestilence. But he who goes forth to the Chaldeans will live, for he will have his life for a prey, and will live. Thus says Yahweh, This city will surely be given into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, who will take it. For this reason the princes said to the king, We beg you, let this man be put to death, because in this manner he weakens the hands of the men of war that remain in this city, and the hands of all the people in speaking such words to them. Because this man does not seek the welfare of this people, but the hurt. Then Zedekiah the king said, Understand, he is in your hands, for the king is not he who can do anything against you. And then they took Jeremiah and threw him into the dungeon of Malkiah, the son of Hamelech, which was down in the court of the prison. And they let down Jeremiah with cords, and in the dungeon there was no water, but there was mire. And so Jeremiah sunk in the mire. Now when Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs who was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon, the king then sitting in the gate of Benjamin, Ebed-Melech went forth out of the king's house and spoke to the king, saying this, My master the king, these men have done evil in all that they've done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they've thrown into the dungeon, and he's likely to die for cause of hunger in the place where he is, for there's no more bread in the city. And then the king commanded Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, by saying this, Take from here 30 men with you, and take up Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon before he dies. So Ebed-Melech took the men with him, went into the house of the king under the treasury, and took from there old cast clouts and old rotten rags, and let them down by cords into the dungeon to Jeremiah. And Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, said to Jeremiah, Put now these old cast-off clouts and rotten rags under your armholes, under the cords, and Jeremiah did so. And so they drew up Jeremiah with these cords, and took him up out of the dungeon, and Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Then Zedekiah the king sent and took Jeremiah the prophet to him into the third entry that is in the house of Yahweh. And the king said to Jeremiah, I will ask you a thing. Hide nothing from me. Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, If I declare it to you, will you not surely put me to death? And if I give you counsel, will you not listen to me? So Zedekiah the king swore secretly to Jeremiah, saying this, As Yahweh lives, who made us this soul, I will not put you to death, neither will I give you to the hand of these men who seek your life. Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, Thus says Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, If you will assuredly go forth to the king of Babylon's princes, then your soul will live, and this city will not be burned with fire, and you will live, and your house. But if you will not go out to the king of Babylon's princes, then this city will be given into the hand of the Chaldeans, and they will burn it with fire, and you will not escape out of their hand. And Zedekiah the king said to Jeremiah, I am afraid of the Jews who are fallen to the Chaldeans, lest they deliver me into their hand, and they mock me. But Jeremiah said, They will not deliver you. Obey, I beg of you, the voice of Yahweh, which I speak to you, so it will be well for yourself, and your soul will live. But if you refuse to go out, this is the word that Yahweh has showed me. And understand, all the women that are left in the king of Yehuda's house will be brought forth to the king of Babylon's princes. And those women will say, Your friends have set you on and have prevailed against you. Your feet are sunk in the mire, and they turned way back. And so will they bring out all your wives and your children to the Chaldeans, and you'll not escape out of their hand, but you will be taken by the hand of the king of Babylon, and you will cause this city to be burned with fire. And then Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, Let no man know these words, and you will not die. But if the princes hear that I've talked with you, and they come to you, and say to you, Declare to us now what you've said to the king, hide it not from us, and we will not put you to death, also what the king said to you, then you will say to them, I presented my supplication before the king, so that he would not cause him to return to Jonathan's house and die there. And then all the princes came to Yermia, and they asked him. And he told them according to all these words that the king had commanded. And so they left off speaking with him, for the matter was not perceived. And so Yermia abode or remained in the court of the prison until the day that Jerusalem was taken. And he was there when Jerusalem was taken. End of chapter.